There was a touch of fall in the air last week, but this week it's right back to summer weather. Heat and humidity are in the forecast for each day as we work through this final week before Labor Day. So the month of September will start off on a hot and humid note. In fact, the first several days of the new month will be on the warm side. We're wrapping up the month of August today with very warm conditions across our area. It's on the muggy side as well, as our dew point temperatures are running mainly in the middle to, in some cases, upper 60s this afternoon. And it's going to remain on the muggy side through tonight with some areas of fog around. The sky will be partly cloudy to mostly clear, and we'll see low temperatures in the 60s with a few spots falling into the 50s north and west of the capital region. Moving into the day tomorrow, we will keep it very warm with high temperatures in the 80s. It will be very humid again as well, under partly to mostly sunny skies. The heat goes on Wednesday. In fact, it's probably a couple of ticks warmer on Wednesday, with temperatures making a run at 90 degrees in some locations. Again, the humidity will be up, so the combination of heat and humidity will make it feel like it's in the 90s in many spots on Wednesday afternoon. And even on Thursday, temperatures will once again be well up into the 80s, even some lower 90s are possible on Thursday. And the best chance for rain, at least over the next few days, looks to be on Thursday. There's at least about a 20 to 30% chance of a pop-up shower or storm as we work through the day. A quick check in the tropics. Of course, we were talking about Tropical Storm Erica late last week. That storm basically fizzled out, at least in terms of any tropical characteristics, though it is still posing a rain threat to Florida today. Way out in the Atlantic, Hurricane Fred formed over the weekend. The storm is out near the Cape Verde Islands and will continue to move away from those islands as it moves to the northwest. The forecast track continues that northwest trend out into the open ocean, and the forecast intensity is for the storm to become weaker as it moves a bit farther north. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with patchy fog, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, very warm and humid, high in the 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with patchy fog, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, very warm and humid, high in the 80s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and Interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the middle to upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, very warm and humid, high in the 80s to around 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with areas of fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, very warm and humid, high in the 80s. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny, hot and humid, high 85 to 90. And on Thursday, partly sunny, hot and humid, with the chance of a shower or storm, with highs in the mid-80s to lower 90s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.